I was in the house saying, Jasmine, some girls are here to fight me.
The danger.
And then you decide to go outside.
I felt threatened. And
if you feel threatened, just stay in your house.
The attack.
It was Jasmine that just straight sucker punched me in my face. And as I like fell on the ground, she's on top of me.
Then a mother's revenge.
If somebody did that to my daughter, I might be angry enough to take a sledgehammer to their car.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Jasmine Huntsman is suing Delashawn Green and her daughter, 21-year-old fiancé Brown, for vandalizing her front door and her car.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 156 on the calendar in the matter, Huntsman versus Green Brown.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Your last name is
Green.
And this is your daughter.
Yes.
Ms. Huntsman, according to what I read, the only way you know the defendant, Ms. Brown, that would be you, right, is through a cousin of yours.
No, she's my little brother's girlfriend.
Your brother's is or was your brother's girlfriend?
I haven't talked to my brother in months since the situation.
Are you still together with her brother?
We actually talk here and there. We're not, like, together. We're, like, friends.
You keep in touch?
Yes.
And on the night of, or the day of April 10th, it is your claim that Ms. Green and her daughter came to your house uninvited. You had no idea why. Both of them vandalized your car. Both of them took turns trying to pickaxe your screen door, caused damage to six windows, caused you to lose work because you're an Uber driver, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you want, the relief that you are requesting is about $5,000.
Yes.
Ms. Green and Ms. Brown present a totally different picture. They say on the 10th of August, Ms. Brown was in your house where you live, where your brother is, and they were having an argument.
Yes. She's never been inside my house.
She was in your house where you live with your brother, or your brother was there, and they were having an argument. And Ms. Green says, because she signed the answer, that you came in the midst of that argument on April 10th and sucker punched her daughter to the extent that she had serious injury and did in fact take her to the hospital that day, filed a police report, and they're counterclaiming. They're counterclaiming for that assault and the fact that you filed a protective order against them, but you never showed up for it. They went and you never showed up. And they are counterclaiming for the same, about $5,000. So it's going to be up to me to make a judgment as to these two stories. They're totally inconsistent. You do understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Yes.
I have witnesses. I never touched her.
Listen to me. Don't say anything just yet. Right? Now, Ms. Huntsman, just so that I understand, you've never met Ms. Green.
Yeah, I never met her mother.
You never met her mother. And you only know Ms. Brown because she was dating your little brother.
Yes.
And you met her how many times?
Once.
And in the one time that you met her, you had absolutely no falling out with her. There was no discussions. There were no arguments.
No, I met her briefly at a camping trip, told her she had a pretty name.
So neither one of these two people had any grudge against you?
No.
You didn't have any grudge against her prior to April 10th?
No, I don't even know her.
Right. So I'm going to ask a few questions. Ms. Green, have you been psychiatrically hospitalized in any way in the last 6 months?
No.
What about you, Ms. Brown?
No.
Do either one of you take any psychotropic medication?
No.
Okay. So that you're not crazies and you weren't on some bender on April 10th?
No.
And you say you never went back to her house. Now, this is what I want you to be careful with. What your answer says is that Ms. Huntsman on April 10th got in the middle of an argument with your daughter and her boyfriend. And Ms. Huntsman sucker punched your daughter and she was injured. You have photographs. I'm sure you have hospital records of that injury.
Yes.
Okay? I have to tell you that I'm not a vigilante. You know, I believe in law and order and stuff. But if somebody did that to my daughter, I would be very, very angry. I might be angry enough to go to their house and to take a sledgehammer to their car. I might be angry enough, just listen to what I'm saying, mm-hmm. I might be angry enough to break in a window. I might be angry enough to destroy a screen door. Do you understand? I might be angry enough because somebody hurt my child to do all of those things. That's a pretty serious motive, right? I just want you to think about that before you say to me, I wasn't there. Do you understand? It's all about the story, what makes sense and what doesn't. Now, Ms. Huntsman, I'm going to ask you the same question. Ever been psychiatrically hospitalized in the last 6 months?
No.
Take any psychotropic drugs?
No.
Can you think of any reason why on April 10th, the defendants would come to your house and attack your car? You are the target. Attack your car and try to attack you, actually, through a screen window. Can you think of any reason? Now, we already know they're not crazy, and we already know you're not crazy.
I think she was upset that my brother broke up with her and that she got beat up by my little cousin. And she wanted to destroy something.
Oh, no, just a second. Oh, that's interesting. No. That's interesting. So your little brother broke up with her. That was on April 10th. They were arguing. Were they really loud? Did it get physical or just yelling?
What I saw them yell. I was asleep and my cousin said, there's some girls here, so...
Just slowly.
I saw her getting beat up, and...
You saw who getting beat up?
Her. Fiancé.
You saw Miss Brown getting beat up in your house?
No, they were in the alleyway, not on the grass or the driveway or nothing.
At your house?
Yeah. Not inside, though.
At your house?
Yeah.
And you saw Miss Brown getting beat up? Raise your hand. By her name?
Malia.
And where were you?
I was sleeping, then I ran outside and I tried to break him up.
Okay, so you were sleeping, and you were sleeping with your son.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And you were awakened by what?
By Malia.
How were you awakened by Malia?
She came and knocked on the door and she said, "It's some girls here to fight me."
So then what happened next?
And then I put on my knee braces. I was recently in a wheelchair, so I had to put my knee braces on. By the time I got outside, they were already fighting, and I tried to break them up.
You tried to break them up?
Yes.
That's not true.
And then what happened?
And then when the fight broke up, fiance, she just got in a car and she told my brother that she was gonna have some dudes beat him up, and then her and her friend left, and then we went in the house and my brother left.
Well, you left out the part in your complaint of you trying to break them up.
Well, I tried.
How were you trying to break them up?
Well, I have on knee braces, so I couldn't do much. It was mostly just, can y'all stop? But it wasn't much I could do. And her friend was there.
Well, you could do a lot, because one of the things that you were telling me that you were able to do, because one of the things you're suing for, Ms. Huntsman, is your loss of wages, because at the time I was driving for Uber, and due to the damage to my car, I was unable to continue driving for them. So even with the terrible braces you had on your legs and all of that trauma, you were still able to drive for Uber.
I wasn't driving for... My job was to drive for Uber before I was in a wheelchair. I was on disability. I was just able to walk about a month ago and went to sign up for Uber. Again, you got to get your car checked once a year. My car got too many dents in it.
All I say here say I was driving for Uber.
Yeah, that was my job.
And my car was damaged. Okay, so now you're outside and you are just trying gently to separate them. Okay, because first of all, this is your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in, wakes you up, and says, there are some girls here that want to fight me, right? So instead of doing what a normal person would do, which is to go to the phone and call 911 and say to the police, there are some girls here looking to fight me, she runs outside to fight with them. That's what you're telling me. Is that correct?
Yes,
of course. And then, instead of you, because you have a baby with you, and leg braces, right? Instead of you calling the police and saying, there is fighting outside in my alleyway, you went outside to break up the fight. What'd you do with the baby?
My son was in the doorway with his big cousin.
What big cousin?
Her boyfriend was there, too. His name's Wilson.
Her boyfriend was there?
Yeah, it was a lot of people there.
Did her boyfriend go outside to break up the fight?
He tried. We all tried to break them up.
Not true.
Oh, just not true at all. Okay, listen to me. I'm going to get the story. Do you understand? Either I'm going to get the story or I'm going to make one up that neither one of you likes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You go in and say to Ms. Huntsman, I think these girls are there to fight me.
Yes.
And then you decide to go outside.
Yes.
Why?
I felt threatened. And...
if you feel threatened, just stay in your house.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jasmine Huntsman says, Delashawn Green and her daughter, fiancé Brown, vandalized her front door and her car. The defendants are countersuing for vandalism, a false restraining order, and an assault.
Okay, you want to tell me what happened?
So on April 10th, 2017, me and my boyfriend at the time, we got into an argument. And
where were you when you got into it?
Oh, in front of the, I guess, her aunt's house where she was staying at the time.
In front of the house where she was staying?
Yes. He had my phone and wouldn't give it back to me because of our own relationship problems we were arguing about. And I guess I was being loud, and Jasmine and her cousin came outside.
That cousin?
Yeah. She was like, why are you in front of my house being rude and disrespectful? You need to leave. I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to get my phone, and what me and him are arguing about has nothing to do with you. So as I'm going to my trunk of my car, we're still, me and my boyfriend at the time are still going at it. He's getting his backpack out of my trunk. I, like, feel a body come to the side of my face, on the left side of my face, and it was Jasmine that just straight sucker punched me in my face. I was trying to swing back, and as I, like, fell on the ground, she's on top of me, along with her cousin, Malia, swinging, calling me, just saying, get that, calling me. And my boyfriend at the time didn't even stop the fight at all.
Oh, he's some boyfriend.
Because I guess he was mad. I don't know.
That's why he's not around now.
They're still talking.
After that, a few days later, he calls about the situation that happened between me and his sister. And we also had made a police report, which the information...
Okay. Carefully. Stand up. April 10th. Where were you?
I was in my house.
Is that where she stays?
Yes.
Okay, what were you doing there?
Well, I was in my room, then I hear commotion outside with my cousin and fiance. So I went outside and they were arguing, and I tried to tell fiance that she just needs to leave the house. So she left, came back with another female and her hair tied up, seemed like they were finna jump me. They started approaching my front door, and that's when I was in the house saying, Jasmine, some girls are here to fight me.
Okay, so what you're telling me is she left.
Yes.
And she comes back with a friend.
Yes.
A female friend or a male friend?
A female friend.
Doesn't say anything to you, but you go in and say to Ms. Huntsman, I think these girls are there to fight me.
Yes.
And you're in the house.
Yes.
And then you decide to go outside.
Yes.
Why?
I felt threatened and...
If you feel threatened, just stay in your house.
Well, I probably should have called the police, but I
went
outside.
No, if you feel threatened, even if you don't call the police, you stay in your house. Lock the door, you stay in your house. What'd you go outside for?
I just went outside.
Well, did you think that that was bad judgment?
Well, I wanted to see what she came back to my house for.
Well, you already told her what she came back to your house for. She came back to your house to fight you, according to you. That's what you said to her. I think these girls are here to fight me.
Right.
And I don't understand why you would go outside.
Your Honor, I never left.
Just a second.
I never left out.
Just a second.
Stop lying.
Just a second.
You stop lying.
May I see photographs of her injury, please? May I see the hospital report and the police report?
And, Your Honor, the police report is not even correct.
Don't tell me it's not correct. Don't try to explain a piece of evidence that I'm not even looking at. The police department spoke to you, Ms. Huntsman.
Yes.
And they spoke to you the day of the incident when you both reported these incidents to the police. Your damage to your car and the defendant, Ms. Brown, the assault. You remember speaking to the police officer?
Yes.
Let me read to you what the police officer says you said to the police officer. Huntsman told me she was away from the area at a friend's house and had no idea anything was going on between her brother and Miss Brown.
So as soon as they did all that damage to my car, I took my son to my friend's house. So the officer When he first got there, he only spoke with her. And then they called me and told
me. I know that. The only person that they talked to was her. Then later, they came and spoke to you.
Yeah, so maybe he assumed that...
I don't care what he assumed. That's what he wrote.
Okay.
So at no time did you, tell the police that it was Miss Brown that damaged your car.
Yes, I did.
I want you to show me that in the police report. You have it. Because the only way that she was identified was the police brought back photos mm-hmm. to her.
Yeah.
And showed you a photo ID. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm not saying they didn't do it. I'm going to figure out the story. Show me in the police report where it says you said that these two people damaged your car.
It's not in the police report.
It's not in the police report. Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Most people who are normal people want the person who hurt them to be punished. Not the wrong person, the right person. So she could just as easily have sued you. She didn't. She said that she sucker punched her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jasmine Huntsman claims Delashawn Green and her daughter, fiancé Brown, owe for vandalizing her home and car.
The police report is clear. It said she identified the person from a photo array.
She told the officer who it was, and he said, if I bring back a lineup, can you pick her out? And she said, yes, because we only met them at a camping trip once.
I'm asking you,
at the camping trip.
You can where pick her in out. Here, listen to me, I'm asking you, where in here, because it looks to
you
me as if you left the house.
As soon as it happened, I took my son away. I did.
As soon as the assault was over or as soon as the vandalizing was
over?
As
soon as the vandalism
was over. Okay, but you didn't take your son after the assault was over.
I never touched her daughter. Me and my son went back to sleep.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. At all. I don't believe you at all. I absolutely believe that you vandalized their car. Absolutely, positively.
I never touched her daughter.
Then you keep very, very poor company. Because if somebody came to a house looking for a fight and came in and said to me, with my baby son there, some people came to fight me, which is what you want me to believe, and she ran outside, and you leave your baby in the house and go outside and put your braces on and go outside, and there are guys in the house, her boyfriend, your boyfriend, there are a whole bunch of people there. So you don't have to get involved, but you're getting in between a fight. And it would be very easy for Miss Brown to say that she punched her. Very easy. Did you ever make an accusation? What's your last name?
Gully.
Miss Gully assaulted you?
They both did. The police report...
Just a second. You made an accusation that they both did.
Yes.
Were you ever arrested?
No.
Okay. She told the police
well,
only
there's no
Malia hit her.
There's no question that you were assaulted. I think you were having a fight with your boyfriend, and I think that they got in your face.
Yes.
That's what I think happened. And
your
you
Honor,
got hurt.
Only I got hurt.
And most people who are normal people want the person who hurt them to be punished. Not the wrong person, the right person. So she could just as easily have sued you. She didn't. She said that she was arguing, but she said she sucker punched her.
Your Honor, that's
I
not
wasn't
true.
Near
she
her.
Jumped in it.
You weren't there.
Gully.
I was nowhere near her daughter.
And you weren't there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, there's no question that between the two of you, she was injured.
Yeah,
neither one of you were injured.
Fight.
Neither one of you were injured.
Malia jumped in and was calling me.
I never hit you.
Your Honor, I didn't jump in because Jasmine is handicapped.
I didn't even stop in the fight
you
at
know
all.
I never hit you.
Yes.
Even
yes.
my... Even my...
Just a second. Okay. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. I absolutely believe that your car was vandalized, and I absolutely believe that they vandalized your car. And based upon the damage to the car, it's at least $5,000 worth of damage to your car. I absolutely believe you were assaulted. I absolutely believe that she was partially responsible for the assault, and you were injured. And the medical reports suggest that you had a swollen eye and a broken cartilage in your nose, for which I'm awarding you $5,000, which means that neither one of you get anything. Goodbye. We're done.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We got into an altercation. She pulled out a knife.
But did this fighting sibling flip the script?
So your sister told the police that you stabbed the plaintiff. She had been cut in the neck.
Next, Judge Judy.
it just happened out the blue.
I hope that Jasmine has learned something from this and she just stays far, far away.
It was very unexpected because, I mean, I couldn't even fight back.
She seems to be very violent and kind of expected it.
I would hope she wouldn't try to start anything back home.
I'm just glad this is over.